Have you ever imagined Rome's past? Well, I'm Sophia Borromeo, and in this episode, I'll be talking to you all about the Colosseum, Rome, Italy. WWE, wrestling, stage fights, I mean, just where do they get it from? Well, the Colosseum in Rome, Italy was originally the place where people wrestled or fought to their death. Like what Lenny Kravitz said, one day we're going to watch people fight till their death, like Roman times. Instead of being in a Colosseum, we have TV. Between 7 and 8 years all up, they started building the Colosseum around 73 to 75 AD, and was almost completed in 79 AD. When Emperor Vespasian died. Vespasian's older son, Titus, dedicated his father's death in 809 with 100 days of games, on one day of which 5,000 people and animals all up have been slaughtered to death. The large amphitheater in Rome was built for the people in Rome's entertainment. The Colosseum is important because it is the biggest amphitheater from the time of ancient Roman Empire till now. The Colosseum has its name because of its enormous size. The emperors used the Colosseum to entertain the public with free games, but the emperors were controlling the people of Rome and made themselves popular. The games were usually held for a day or several days in a row, depending on which game it was. And since the Colosseum is a tourist attraction now, everybody loves to visit it. About blinding people in Rome. The emperors were blinding them with all the fights and deaths happening inside of the Colosseum, while they didn't even know what was happening outside of the amphitheater. I think we can all agree when the Colosseum stands today as a symbol of power, genius, and brutality of the Roman Empire. Also, it is often known as the Flavian Amphitheater, named after the dynasty of emperors that ruled over its buildings. Well, one of the sports that they obviously had was hunting, which was introduced to the amphitheaters across Rome. It involved the hunting and killing of wild animals and humans. Evil can also be beautiful. The Colosseum in Rome. A wonderful structure with an awful past. Just think about the bloody gladiatorial fights there. Rome Cool has. There were a lot of deaths at the Colosseum because it was used for entertainment for just about 400 years. It was estimated that 400,000 people died within the walls of this Colosseum. But it wasn't only humans that were killed in action at the Colosseum. Lions, elephants, bears, tigers, deers, wild goats. I mean, I could just go on and on. Dogs, leopards, crocodiles, alligators, boars, hippos, rabbits, bulls. I mean, I'll just stop there, but I'm pretty sure you already get the point. All up, 1 million animals and over had died through the 309 years that the amphitheater was still around. I can probably guess the question you are all waiting for me to answer. And I think it just might be this question. Why do Romans love to watch people kill each other for fun? Well, from before Roman times until now, People have enjoyed seeing each other suffer for their entertainment because it gives them a sense of reassurance and power. But people put up with violent sports so that they feel empowered and to demonstrate their strength and authority to the crowd. Here's another question that you may not know that I would answer. But it's, why did they fill the Colosseum with water? Well, the Romans reenacted the naval engagements, which is a combat in the sea, ocean, or any other water battle ship fights. With scaled-down warships maneuvering in water which was 3 to 5 feet deep. And that's why they filled water in the Colosseum. Severe damage was caused onto the Colosseum by earthquakes, fire, storms, and lightning in 1349, causing the outer side to collapse. Some of the broken stone was reused to build palaces, churches, hospitals, and other buildings somewhere else in Rome. While the Colosseum stands, Rome shall stand. When the Colosseum falls, Rome shall fall. When Rome falls, the world shall fall. Saint Venerable Bede. I mean, it kills me to say this, but just talking about how the Romans enjoyed the fights just makes me think about right now. We are so caught up in buying the latest device, fashion, and other wants. Just thinking about what it was like back then makes me wonder, what has happened to everything? I mean, most of us, we don't even know what it's like to experience life without technology. Like us kids, for example. We grew up around technology, whereas in ancient Roman times, they didn't have any technology. They physically socialized more than us, and they mostly focused on their needs instead of their wants. We have evolved in so many ways. We don't even focus on the real world just as much as they used to.